Welcome to the debate. When we visualize electricity flowing into a building, we usually picture this steady, constant river of energy.
Right, like just a continuous stream doing the work.
Exactly. But in most residential and light commercial buildings, that steady stream is actually an illusion. I mean, it's a pulse. The power completely drops to zero 100 to 120 times every single second.
It's essentially a strobe light. And, you know, for your laptop or overhead lights, pulsing that fast is totally fine. You can't even see the gaps. But when you try to run heavy industrial machinery on a strobe light, you hit a physical wall pretty fast.
Which brings us to the foundational choice we're debating today. As a facility grows and approaches that, say, 10 kilowatt demand threshold, do you fundamentally need to upgrade to a true three-phase power supply? I look at the physics and I see three-phase as an absolute necessity for efficiency and long-term reliability.
Yeah, and looking at it from an economic perspective, I just don't buy that it's always necessary. Single-phase power is beautifully simple, and, well, with modern technology, massive utility upgrades are frankly economically unjustifiable for a lot of operations.
You really can't ignore the physics, though. Single-phase power relies on just one alternating wave. Because it repeatedly crosses zero, the power delivery pulsates.
Right.
But three-phase power overlaps three distinct waves, and they're perfectly timed 120 degrees apart. Because of that geometry, the total delivered power never actually dips. It stays perfectly smooth.
Which, I'll admit, translates directly to the machinery. That smooth power naturally creates a rotating magnetic field and an induction motor. It spins seamlessly.
Exactly. The motor becomes inherently self-starting. It's incredibly reliable and pushes 88 to 97% efficiency.
If you stick with single phase, you have to force that phase shift using auxiliary capacitors.
Sure, but...
you're artificially kicking the motor to start it, which adds failure points and drops your efficiency.
Okay, that's all true in a vacuum, but we have to look at the brutal reality of infrastructure economics here. Single phase only requires a two-wire service coming from the street. Just a phase and a neutral.
Yeah, but at what cost?
At a much lower cost. That keeps your initial switchgear and physical installation costs dramatically lower. But you're bleeding money on the wire itself. Think about the conductor efficiency. A three-phase system carries three times the power, but it only uses 1.5 times the copper.
I mean, sure, you save on copper wire.
It is not just the amount of copper. By carrying that power across three live wires, you're pushing less current through each individual wire. You lose less energy to shear heat, what engineers call I squared R losses.
Right, the heat dissipation.
Exactly. Your cables physically run cooler, and the insulation lasts longer.
Okay, you might save some money on the wire inside the walls, but those savings are instantly wiped out by the capital cost of commercial three-phase transformers.
Well, not necessarily.
And higher utility rates. Come on. For a workshop sitting under that 10 kilowatt threshold, trenching a new three-phase line to the building rarely pays for itself. More importantly, you don't even need that massive utility upgrade to get three-phase motor performance anymore. You can just install a variable frequency drive.
Using a VFD on a single-phase supply is basically a structural band-aid.
A band-aid? It's not a band-aid. It is a brilliant piece of engineering. A VFD takes that single-phase pulse, flattens it out into direct current, and then uses internal microprocessors to chop it back up into three perfectly timed phases.
But you're artificially forcing it.
You get the smooth motor performance without overhauling your entire utility feed.
Relying on a VFD to synthesize three-phase power is like, it's like installing a massive, complex water filtration plant on your roof because you just refuse to upgrade from a rusty city pipe.
That is quite the analogy.
Yes, it treats the symptom right at the faucet, but you're adding a highly complex, localized failure point instead of fixing the systemic supply. A true three-phase utility feed naturally balances the load across all three live conductors.
Right, but...
the currents perfectly offset each other, meaning your neutral wire carries almost nothing. It creates an inherently healthier electrical environment for every piece of equipment in the building.
You say highly complex failure point, I say necessary process upgrade. Even if a business had a true three-phase utility feed, they would likely install a VFD on that motor anyway just to get soft start capabilities.
Well, sure, for speed control.
Exactly, precise speed control. So if you're going to buy the drive regardless to control your machinery, why pay the utility thousands of dollars to trench a new line? Let the drive synthesize the third phase and keep your capital.
Because treating the symptom doesn't scale. When a facility's motor load starts crossing that 10 to 15 kilowatt threshold, synthesizing power with VFDs becomes completely impractical for heavy, continuous industrial loads.
Okay. Yes.
The efficiency gains of a true three-phase system running 6,000 hours a year will definitively pay back that utility upgrade.
I will concede that for heavy industry, the physics absolutely dictate three-phase. Once you cross 15 kilowatts, the conversation changes entirely. But I still stand by the economics for thousands of smaller operations. Below that line, a VFD is the smartest capital decision a shop owner can make.
Which really means anyone managing a growing facility has to carefully evaluate their load projections, you know, and their machinery. You have to map out exactly where your demand is heading before you commit to the infrastructure.
Exactly. Look at your utility tariffs and your motor inventory and just figure out what makes sense for your bottom line. There is definitely more to explore there for every specific setup.
And as you evaluate that future, you have to decide, can your operation survive on a pulse, or is it time to build a river?